Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. How not to get bamboozled, episode number 18. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. Welcome, welcome, gorgeous. Take a breath with me. Just breathe in this moment right now, this space that we get to share together in the quantum field. Today's episode is how to not get bamboozled. I also thought of calling this episode how to tell the truth from a lie, but I thought that the other one was a little more catchy. But really, when we don't know the difference, and when we can't tune into ourselves to know the difference, we can be taken for a ride. Now, oftentimes, you know, those of us who are highly aware, highly sensitive, empaths, intuitives, we're aware of so much more than we're ever taught. And as kids, we start to see the lies, we start to see the truth, we start to be gaslit, where people will say, no, that's not true, you're crazy. That's not true, you're crazy. No, you must be mistaken, that's not right. You shouldn't know that. How did you know that? You didn't do the work. Those sorts of things. And as we gain wisdom, I love that. As we gain wisdom in life, we need to be able to discern the truth from the lies in consciousness, right? And this is based on energy. It's based on frequency. It's based on congruence, on harmony. And when we can tune into this, when we can really decipher what is true and what is a lie, then we can never be bamboozled. Nobody can ever pull the wool over our eyes. And essentially what that means is you've officially escaped the 3D control matrix with your awareness. So the 3D control matrix uses your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions to manipulate you. And it is a way that we are manipulated. Now, if you just watch any movie that has any connection to any character and you cry at the end, then you have just been manipulated. If you are watching a movie and you're getting angry during it, you have just been manipulated. And it's normal for those sorts of things, right? When we're, you know, watching a movie or we're, you know, crying at a commercial or something like that. The level of manipulation is very, very high. So if you have identified your thoughts, feelings, and emotions as your awareness, then you might have some wires crossed. And if you have some wires crossed in this area, you have a high likelihood of being bamboozled. And there's many other factors to this, because we can be sort of blind to our awareness in some areas and not in other areas. I know for me personally, when I was in high school, I could tell if somebody was lying. I could tell if somebody was going to not treat their friend group well. I could tell if somebody had like just a overall like sketchy vibe. But in dating, I was completely blind to a number of different things, especially lies. Now, we won't go into that today, but I want to give you a few tools to be able to tap into your awareness, your intuition, even deeper while the world is in freaking chaos. Everybody wants you to believe something right now. Everybody wants you to put your energy into something right now. Everybody wants you to be mad or sad or emotional or hate or love or whatever, something right now. Everybody is trying to get you on a bandwagon. And if we start to go there, if we jump on a bandwagon that's not ours, based on our emotions or an emotional roller coaster or thought that keeps reoccurring in your head, then you will likely find out later at some point that that wasn't necessarily yours. Right? We do that all the time. All of us have those sorts of experiences. We thought this was true. We find out later it wasn't. So let's catch that a little bit sooner. And hopefully let's catch that a lot sooner. The more present we can be in the moment and have these awarenesses of where we might have tripped up in the past, then we can deal with them a lot quicker. All right. So one of the things that I learned to decipher my own awareness was, when something is presented, if it makes me feel fear or panic, it's probably some sort of manipulation. Of course, if somebody in your family has an emergency and you go into panic, that's one thing. That's an actual thing that's happening. But right now, we have a lot of media that's trying to get us to panic. We have a lot of people that are trying to get us to panic. And when we are panicking based on things that we either don't have enough information on or think we have information on, but the information might not be real and true or accurate, then we have to take deeper looks. We have to do a little bit of investigating to go, wait, what's going on here? So much of the time, I just wanted to have an immediate awareness. I just wanted to know. I just thought that's the way intuition should work. I should just know immediately. Now, I do know immediately a lot of times, and a lot of people do. And right now we are bombarded with so many different and conflicting pieces of information that it's really helpful to take a step back, no matter what the information is you hear, and get a sense of yourself. Okay. So if you are sensing panic or fear, somebody sends you an article and you're going, holy cow, what? Like, I just got one and I went, oh, it was like a dagger in the heart. And I went, okay, let's neutralize this. So what I did, and this is what I do all the time with any heightened energy that's coming at me through an article or a person, is I sit there with it and I just breathe. And I don't attach any story to it. I don't give it any worry, fear, or any emotion. And I just let my body settle down. And you'll notice that within a few seconds or a few minutes, just breathe into it. You don't need to even process anything. You don't need to clear anything. You just let the energy settle, okay? Because that energy was coming from an outside source, okay? So if we weren't to do that and we were to just react, then all of a sudden we are now entangled with the emotion of that external source. Now we're doing a dance that has to do with something externally. And that is an easy way to be controlled. We're highly controllable when we're emotional. Have you ever noticed? Oh man, I remember. Oh, I tell you guys so many stories here. There was a time in my early 20s where I made a choice that I would not make again. And I was breaking up with this guy that I was with for 3 years. And I was just highly emotional about the whole thing. I knew it was the right thing, but I just didn't know how to control my emotions. I didn't know how to settle myself down. And I had so mad one day and I went over to his house and I was yelling outside of his house. And I remember leaving going, wow, that felt really good, but I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't think I would do that again. It was completely inappropriate for me to do that. But you make choices and then you learn, right? But the point is, when we are emotional, we are so easy to manipulate. And we want to pull out of that. We want to untangle those neural pathways. So when that information comes in, if it makes you panic, if it makes you fearful, if it is inducing some sort of a lower vibration, lower frequency, then chill. Take a breath. Be present. See what that does. I swear to you, in a few minutes or less, sometimes a few seconds, it will dissipate. And there's oftentimes nothing for you to do about it. Wow. How much more energy would you have if you didn't have to do anything with all of this external stimulation? Okay. Now, part of how we get bamboozled is we react and we put all this energy into something that's not necessarily having anything to do with us in that moment, or might not even be true. So we have a lot of fake news coming from everywhere, right? Everywhere has fake news. And we have the news in general, the media, journalists have decided for some reason that media should be exciting and it should be shock. It should be shocking. I've seen a number of reports and sort of behind the scenes exposés showing how the media is trying to get you emotionally attached, trying to get you emotionally involved, because that's what has you come back. That's what has them increase their viewership and get more money from their sponsors. So it's a game to them. So if you look at the COVID ticker, it's been on the US TVs at least, maybe on the Australian ones too for I don't know how long that was, about a year, a little over a year. That was placed there intentionally to evoke emotion that made you think a certain way that potentially was going to have you make certain choices. When we're afraid, we're more compliant. When we are present in an emergency, we are powerful. I'll say that again. When you're present in an emergency, you're powerful. So the next thing I want to share with you is tuning into your body. So when somebody says something that's not true, you might actually feel it somewhere in your body. You also might have an immediate awareness of, I don't know about that. I personally get both. You want to trust that. That's not doubt. That's awareness. The first thing that comes in is usually the most accurate. And if you're feeling it somewhere in your body, like I always say, like a dagger to my heart or a punch in the gut, or I'll get like some creepy feeling. I don't know how else to explain that, but a creepy feeling. Or I'll literally get something in my head that goes, nah, not true. Those are so valuable to pay attention to, because it keeps you emotionally unattached from things that are really not for you to attach to. Now, everybody's going around on a bandwagon right now, and then they're trying to get everybody else on bandwagons, and they're trying to build their momentum for whatever they're building their momentum for. And when we even buy into it a little bit and say, you know, say you get an awareness and you're like, that's not really true. But then you start talking about it with somebody and then you get emotionally involved on how right or how wrong it is. Boom, you are now manipulatable. Now, this doesn't at all mean that you shouldn't be passionate about things. You shouldn't be intense about things, because that's right now a lot of what we require in the world is people to get intense about things. But what we're talking about there is intensity that is congruent with a future that is aligned, not these lies that are going around, these agendas, these narratives that people are spinning. It's like spinning plates everywhere. Okay, so the next one really was helpful for me as well. And it's, when a lie comes in, it's gonna feel like, if you feel it, it's gonna feel heavy. There'll be some sort of weight that comes in to your space that maybe wasn't there the second before. Okay, and oftentimes this one's confusing because we identify that with, ooh, it's serious, it's significant, it means something if it's heavy. That's the biggest lie I think we're taught in this reality, is that if it's heavy, it's significant, meaningful, and that you should pay way more attention to it. Actually, the attention you want to pay to it is looking to see, is this actually true or is this not true? Is this a lie? When I started realizing that, I realized how many things in my head were heavy and making me heavy that were lies, like the things I was telling myself, the judgments I was telling myself, the judgments I was judging myself for, the self-sabotage I was doing to myself. Like, whoa, that stuff was heavy. It did not make me want to live. So even if you look from that perspective, if you're telling yourself a bunch of stuff in your head that feels like crap, those are lies. If you're telling yourself stuff in your head that makes you feel good, that's the truth. Now, here's why that is. So we're all space and energy and energy forms and frequencies and stuff like that. And we're malleable. We're dynamic. We move, right? And it's kind of like they say things like, you know, the cells of your body regenerate in a 7-year span. Like there's not one cell that's the same in 7 years, right? They all change and move through this process. But your energy is the same. I don't know the number for this, the science behind this, but I'm sure it's less than 7 years. Your whole energy shifts in your space, in your being, quickly, probably way more often than we think. So if our energy is always shifting, then when we attach a lie to something that's going on for us in our consciousness, then it gets heavy. Okay, why is it heavy? Well, lies are energetic constructs. So they're like frequency patterns that have been sort of stuck together and are bound. So they're bound together. So this energy pattern that's bound together gets sort of stuck in your system. And then what that does is it creates less movement, less flow in your being, in your body, in your space, in your mind, in your consciousness. So if you have a whole bunch of lies that you're buying into, you might be pretty constricted and heavy. So one of the things that'll lighten your space is starting to notice when you're putting more attention into a pattern that is heavy. Now, lots of people over the last 11 years that I've been working with, you know, energy and the quantum field and all that stuff, and helping people really create new realities, becoming the next version of themselves, is we've got to look at what's in your space that's heavy. What's in your space that isn't really moving? It's dense, right? It sort of sticks around. It makes things harder, right? And when we start to look at those things, sometimes they're thoughts in our head, and mostly they're thoughts in our head. Sometimes they're people in our lives. Sometimes they're jobs. Sometimes it's, you know, other manifestations in your life. But if we just take the ones in our head and we start to shift what you're saying to yourself, you will naturally feel happier. You will naturally feel more alive. You will naturally start to create more of what you'd like to have in your life. You will naturally be able to tell the truth from the lies and have a way less chance of being bamboozled in anything. And that's because you've created more space. It's not fixed anymore. It's not in these energetic patterns that are just sort of taking up space, repeating the same old things. And sometimes people say, oh, well, you've got to believe it to receive it and believe it to be it. No, you don't. One of the things that you could do, like a totally different angle, is look and say, is that actually true? Like the thing I'm telling myself or the thing that I'm buying about myself from my partner, by the thing I'm believing about the world, whatever it is this even true? And it might look really, really true. Like if we look out in the world today is August 19th, 2021. If depending on your perspective, you'll see what you think is true. But we want to ask ourselves, is that really true? How does it feel? Not how does it feel emotionally, but how does the energy, how do you perceive the energy with your body? Or if you're even more sensitive to outside of your body, how does that energy feel as on a perception level, not on a emotional level. Now, a lot of people get caught up in their emotions because they have feeling and emotion connected, and they're actually not. You can separate those two. Feeling is like a body sensation. My body feels hot. My body feels cold. But we connect those feelings and we say, I feel sad. I feel happy. But the emotions are connected to stories. So if you feel sad, then everybody's going to want to make you feel better. If you feel happy, then everybody's going to think you're a happy person or whatever, right? There's a story connected to emotions. That's what locks them in. One of the things that locks them in. So if we just go to this perception of how does it feel? What energies am I perceiving? What does it actually feel like? Is it spiky energy? Is it sort of comforting energy? Is it smooth energy? Does it have a color, right? Is it chill bumps? Like, does it feel like I just got gut punched? Like, what does it actually feel like? And describe it. Okay. And then you can start looking at, is this really true? Have I bought into something that's not even true? I did this a few years ago. I was very much on the left-hand side of politics, very ignorantly on the left-hand side of politics. I didn't really care about politics at the time. And I blindly followed, based on my family, based on other things I thought I agreed with. But the truth was, is I wasn't really looking into anything. I was sort of seeing news clips and going, oh yeah, this is what's right and this is what's wrong. And politics, I just really didn't want to have anything to do with politics because my awareness was politics is a bunch of lies and a bunch of liars, which pretty much it is for the most part, right? So I just wanted to stay away from it. But over the last few years, I found myself really looking to say, oh, well, this is what I thought this was, but is this even true? That's what I thought that was, but is that even true? And when we can come to everything, and when we can come to anything being present and in curiosity of, is this even true? Then we can never be bamboozled. Because if you're tuning into that first immediate awareness, if you're tuning into that gut reaction or that body sensation, if you're tuning into that contractive or that heavy or contracted feeling, or if you're tuning into the lightness and the expansion, then you have a number of different ways to sort of see, is this really even true or not? And as you're dialing that in, you might have already dialed that in really well, and maybe this is a contribution or maybe this is a reminder. One of the things I'm seeing out there is because there's this lens that you need to take aside, that people may think they're following their awareness, but what they're really doing is being manipulated into division. And that is taking a side. And then what happens is when you take a side, you have got to be right. Because why would you take that side if you weren't right? I learned this a few years ago, and when I saw what I was doing to myself by taking sides, it was limiting what I was able to see and know, and I was unconsciously being emotionally manipulated into things that I had no idea, never would have been able to convince me that some of the things that I believed at the time was actually from emotional manipulation. But now that I see that, and I bring presence when anything is presented to me, whether, like I said, whether it's somebody telling me something or whether it's, you know, an article or whether it's on a news channel or a report of some sort, I'm always looking at neutralizing any immediate reaction, getting present, asking a question like, is this true? Is it not true? And tuning in to see what my awareness says. Now, some people's awareness takes a little time. Some people's awareness is actually what you might call precognitive, where it comes before the thing shows up, right? And when we dial this in, you can never, ever, ever be bamboozled. If you'd like to know more about this stuff, just keep listening to my podcasts or join one of my free workshops, and you can check out one of those at meetcorymichelle.com/5D and just go to the workshop section. And I also have a few classes on my website that help you with this as well. But I really appreciate you listening. I am so thrilled that this conversation is in the world right now and that we get to have it. We can share it with our kids. We can share it with everybody and really ignite a whole revolution of people being aware, intuitive, sovereign, connected, and free. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being you. You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Gori Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcorimichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.